Novo Nordisk is Europe's biggest company by a long shot, but you've probably never even heard of them. They are a gigantic pharmaceutical company, the world's second largest, and they produce life-saving medication like insulin. Yet behind their billions in profits, they have a dark history. Their rise to the top is littered with dangerous shortcuts, illegal marketing, and much more. But before all this, Novo Nordisk's beginnings are surprisingly noble. In the early 20th century, there was no effective treatment for diabetes. Diabetic bodies can't produce enough insulin or can't use it properly, leading to dangerous drops in blood sugar, aka glucose. This is the body's fuel, so low blood sugar means all kinds of dangerous problems, which can be fatal without treatment.
So before 1920, children, young people who were diagnosed with type 1 diabetes had only days, weeks, months to live.
Having the disease was almost fatal, but then there was a breakthrough. The University of Toronto announced the insulin injection. This discovery changed the world of medicine and would save millions of lives. One man, August Krogh, wrote to the university, proposing that he attempt to manufacture insulin in Denmark. His wife Marie was recently diagnosed with diabetes, so August was determined and desperate to save her. Thankfully, he soon heard back from the university. The license was granted. After some early prototyping, Marie was one of the first patients to receive insulin in 1922. If the treatment worked, it would save her life. If not, she would pass away very shortly. Marie Krogh passed away, but not till 1943, at the age of 68, the insulin had saved her life. With the first patients responding well, Krogh, with some other pharmacists, formed Nordisk Insulin Laboratorium in 1923. The production of insulin accelerated. But it wasn't all smooth sailing. Just a year later, former employees of Nordisk formed a rival company, Novo Therapeutisk Laboratorium. The two competed for several decades, but finally merged in 1992 to form Novo Nordisk. All kinds of medical breakthroughs came from both Novo and Nordisk. For example, in 1985, Novo created the world's first insulin pen. This was groundbreaking, as patients could now inject insulin themselves accurately and safely, a huge quality of life improvement. But that's not all. In 1987, they created the first genetically engineered insulin. Instead of using cows and pigs, they used altered yeast cells. Novo Nordisk changed the world of diabetes. Their innovation helped millions. Yet, the company's innovations extend beyond this one disease. In 2014, for example, the company's newest treatment, Saxenda, was approved. This weight loss drug would mimic a hormone that regulates appetite and food intake, meaning patients feel fuller, so they eat less. 7 years later, Novo Nordisk released Wegovy, a similar drug to Saxenda, but even more effective, and injected weekly instead of daily. The company's innovations and breakthroughs brought them massive success. Today, calling Novo Nordisk gigantic is an understatement. They employ 55,000 workers worldwide. It is Europe's largest company by a massive margin, with a total value of over $600 billion. Europe's second biggest company, Louis Vuitton, is barely half of that. Their annual revenue in 2023 was $33.7 billion, and those numbers are on the rise. Yet behind this success and miracle medicines are dark secrets. Novo Nordisk has taken many shortcuts and overstepped boundaries again and again. Novo Nordisk knows their insulin saves lives, so they've been raising the price of their pens for many years, far beyond inflation. But it's not just Novo Nordisk. They're part of the big three insulin manufacturers, alongside Eli Lilly and Sanofi. These pharmaceutical giants control the market, and they have carefully created an oligopoly on life-saving insulin by simultaneously raising their prices together. In 2007, Novo's insulin vial, Novolog, was $79, yet by 2022, this had risen to $308. Some patients need to purchase 2 to 3 of these vials every month. The other insulin products follow the exact same path. This monopoly, including Novo Nordisk, are happy to overcharge for life-saving medication. Naturally, this has caused uproar and outrage for years, from the public to Congress and even the White House. The insulin I've used for 24 years has gone from $21 a vial to $275 a vial, with no changes to the insulin itself. That's a 1200% increase on a product I dined 2 days without. Eli Lilly should apologize for increasing the price of insulin by over 1200% since 1996 to $275, while it costs less than $10 to manufacture. And the craziest thing is that the inventors of insulin sold their patents in 1923 for just $1 to save lives, not to make Eli Lilly CEO obscenely rich. Diabetics endured years of these outrageous price hikes, but thankfully, this pressure has forced Novo Nordisk and other manufacturers to slash prices, at least for some patients. For patients with commercial insurance, the price is capped at $35, which is a huge win. But for the many without insurance, the price is still out of reach. As such, the battle continues. In February 2024, the city of Detroit and many surrounding counties sued Novo, along with other insulin manufacturers, for their outrageous prices. There are people out there actually foregoing insulin because they can't afford it. Novo Nordisk said it will vigorously defend itself against meritless claims in the Michigan lawsuits. The war for affordable insulin is ongoing. Yet, predatory pricing is just the tip of the iceberg. There are many, many examples of unethical actions from the company. One of them involves their weight loss drug, Wegovy. On August 8, 2023, Novo published this press release. Semaglutide reduces the risk of major adverse cardiovascular events by 20% in adults. Put simply, their new ingredient for Wegovy reduces heart problems by 20%. This seemed like a monumental success, and it quickly made headlines around the world, including a front page in the Times, who called it a breakthrough in cardiovascular health. By all accounts, this was a major breakthrough, except it wasn't. Novo paraded these results prematurely. The study was released but wasn't peer-reviewed or verified by other parties. It was impossible to evaluate the validity of the claim, which is why this practice is considered unethical in the scientific community. But it gets worse. As skeptical researchers dug into the study, they uncovered all sorts of troubling details. Novo's headline figure of a 20% reduction in heart risks was highly misleading. This was the relative risk reduction, meaning the average across the group, a metric that often hides the true picture. The actual absolute risk reduction for individual patients was just 2%. The difference is monumental, yet the public was never told. And that's not the end of it. The company claimed the results applied to all overweight or obese adults, but that wasn't true. The study only included people over 45 with a BMI over 27 and heart problems. So Novo's claim was quite misleading. The drug only helped this small specific group, not all overweight adults. And if all of that wasn't bad enough, it turns out that every single one of the 16 researchers behind the study received direct funding from Novo Nordisk, a whopping $7.5 million in total. Combined with the manipulated risk figures, the entire picture starts to look like a calculated PR stunt. And right after the announcement was made, Novo saw a huge spike in their share price, even though the study wasn't verified because it didn't matter for public perception. And the unethical marketing goes even further. In 2021, a healthcare training provider promoted a course on LinkedIn, which stated, "Is your pharmacy offering a weight management service? We have funding to get you started. If not, join us Sunday morning for a free webinar to start your journey." This was framed as an educational course to help pharmacists offer weight loss treatment. Except it wasn't. This course was funded and monitored by Novo Nordisk, yet their sponsorship was nowhere to be found. The course heavily promoted Saxenda as the main treatment option, one of Novo's weight loss drugs. The material was also biased and downplayed Saxenda's side effects. About 4,400 pharmacists completed what they thought was upstanding training, but it can be argued that this was all just propaganda. Not only that, the course paid for 600 pharmacists' GDP licenses to prescribe the drug. This prompted an investigation by the Association of the British Pharmaceutical Industry, ABPI. Novo Nordisk submitted that it had supported both activities at arm's length and had no influence on the content of the training other than to check the accuracy of the information. Of course, this was just legal speak, and their appeal was rejected by the ABPI. The appeal board questioned the patient safety impact of this heavily biased training. This, in essence, was a way to train a large number of UK pharmacists on the prescription of Saxenda for profit. But this wasn't even the first time the ABPI had investigated Novo Nordisk. In fact, false advertising is a bit of a common theme for the company. The only way to describe Nova's marketing is aggressive and careless. You see, this training course was a breach of the ABPI's code of practice, something they've done again and again. In 2008, the company began marketing one of their drugs, Victoza, in the United Kingdom. The anti-diabetic medication appeared in online advertising and the newspaper, and was even promoted by doctors at scientific medical events. Except, Victoza hadn't been approved for sale yet, making all of this promotion completely illegal. The list goes on and on. The company's aggressive marketing of Victoza led to numerous breaches of the ABPI code, with 7 particularly serious cases identified between 2004 and 2012. Since 2019, they have breached the code another 6 times. Despite past reprimands, the company has failed to remedy the cultural and systemic issues that lead to ongoing violations. Novo Nordisk's practices are finally catching up with them, though. In 2023, they were suspended from the ABPI, meaning when industry regulations and practices are being set, Novo is unable to provide their input or receive important briefings. But with all that said, there's still more. Novo made another violation, which got them in trouble with the US Department of Justice. You see, Victoza has a risk of causing a rare form of cancer, among other side effects. Novo, like all pharmaceuticals, is required by the FDA to disclose this to physicians, except they didn't. Novo knew that sharing this would impact their profits, so they downplayed this information or didn't mention it at all. In 2010, sales representatives told doctors that the risk of cancer was only associated with mice and rats. This means that half of the doctors prescribing the drug had no idea it had these side effects. And Novo continued this deception for several years. What's even scarier is that they might have gotten away with it if a whistleblower hadn't come forward. An investigation by the US Department of Justice was conducted, and they soon uncovered that Novo Nordisk sales representatives misled physicians by failing to accurately disclose a potential life-threatening side effect of a prescription drug, and needlessly increased risks to patients being treated with this drug. What makes all of this worse is that it doesn't appear to be an accident. Higher ups in Novo gave sales reps specific instructions on how to downplay the risks and to increase prescriptions. They were told to sandwich the risk information between promotional messages in order to minimize that information. This wasn't just a few greedy salesmen, this was the company's strategy. It wasn't an oversight, it was a calculated act. The US Department of Justice ordered Novo Nordisk to pay a fine of $58 million. Expectedly, Novo denied any wrongdoing, but still paid the amount regardless. $58 million may seem like a lot, and suspension from the ABPI might be serious, but in truth, both of these are just slaps on the wrist. Novo Nordisk makes over $28 billion in annual profit, so these fines are essentially nothing, just a minor inconvenience, the cost of doing business. The company has gotten ahead by breaking the law and breaching codes of conduct, yet it still gets to enjoy its success. Novo Nordisk sees these consequences as just the cost of doing business. A small cost at that. So I'm not optimistic that they'll change on their own accord. Real accountability would require harsher penalties, especially for a company risking the health of millions globally. Novo Nordisk needs to answer for its crimes. If you're interested in deeper dives, interviews with insiders, and exclusive tech analysis, you can sign up to our free weekly newsletter. Link is below. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.